from Anshe Sfar Beth-El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Pinchas, what is smicha, and who can get it? Seems that the original smicha, the original ordination of one rabbi to another, one scholar, one sage, one prophet to another, was Moshe to Yehoshua, Moses to Joshua. It's found here in Parshat Pinchas, where it said, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, God spoke to Moshe, Kach lecha Yehoshua bin Nun, take Yehoshua, son of Nun, Ish asher ruach bo, a man with spirit, and you put his hands on him, lay your hands on him. So from there we have an idea that you should take your hands, put your hands on your student, you give him the smicha, you give him the laying of hands, the resting of hands. You lean on him. However, actually Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Ten lo miturgamach, yidrosh b'chayecha. Let him be the great speaker. You put someone to broadcast his speech and he'll give the speech and someone else will yell it out. Just like you, while you're still alive, people shouldn't say, as long as Moshe was around, Yehoshua was small change. After Moshe died, now he wants to be a big knocker. No, you have to show that even during your life, this is a significant young man, or not so young. Ibn Ezra says similarly, you have to show that you lean on him, that you're putting him in your place. Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor says, the simple meaning is, support him. Give the assistant rabbi, give the younger fellow, give the fellow who's coming your understudy, give him some support. Like Vayechazkei Elokim, he strengthened him with God. Doesn't mean he helped him do push-ups. It means he gave him moral support. Chizkuni, French commentator says, all smicha is simat srara. It's just giving someone authority. Rabbeinu Bachya says, Kadeshi yiro Yisrael shum. They have to do something physical so for everyone to see that you're in his place. And he quotes that Rashi and that Chazal, that Midrash we said before. Now, the Sforno says that also vanatatam yehodcha alav. You should give him some of your grandeur. Meaning, your authority. They should start giving him honor while you're alive, Moshe, to show that even while you're alive, he got honor. How many people does it take to give smicha? So, mismach sabi b'shlosha. It takes three people to do so. However, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if there's a rule against giving smicha, after all, the Romans recognized that giving smicha was destroying strength of the Jewish people, the tradition went from one generation to the next. So they said, you can't give smicha, you can't give ordination. So, then they would do it with one authority would give smicha to another. Gemara in Ksubas, and also Sanhedrin, says, Ksubas 17a, says that they would have various festivities and praises for the person who got smicha. For instance, they would say, Kisamchu Rabbanu Reb Zera, when the rabbis gave smicha to the famous Reb Zera, who used to go back and forth between Babylonia and Israel, they would say, it would sing to him, Lo kachav lo srak, lo pichus, v'dial aschein. He doesn't need any eyeshadow or rouge. He doesn't need to braid his hair. He is comparable to a graceful ibex. He is great just the way he is. And when Rabbi Ravasi got smicha, they said, anyone from the people of this kind and anyone from the people of that kind, ordain them for us. Anyone like this should be ordained. Don't ordain others who are corrupt. Those who were worthless, but right? So, et cetera, et cetera. So they had all kinds of sayings of what to say when someone got smicha. Now, what about today? Who can get smicha? Well, the Rambam says, it seems to me, he says, in the laws of Sanhedrin 4:11, that if everybody, all the sages of Israel agree to appoint someone, then they would be appointed, they would have official smicha. And then they can levy fines. You see, today's smicha, which doesn't have this official authority, we can't levy fines. You can make it a rabbinic institution that someone has to pay something, but the official fines in the Torah and in the rabbis, in the Talmud, cannot be levied through someone who doesn't have the official smicha. And that person can give smicha to someone else. So, It's very difficult to have smicha today, he says, because we're all separated and scattered. But if you had someone that everyone would agree, then you could give him a smicha. So in fact, in about almost 500 years ago, the Mari Beirav, or Yaakov Beirav, wanted to make make smicha all again. Based on this idea of the Rambam, he said, after all, you could give smicha, and they did. They gave it to Rabbi Yosef Karo, the author of the Code of Jewish Law. Strangely enough, the author of the Code of Jewish Law, he was one of the people who had smicha, and Rabbi Moshe Ditrani, Rabbi Avram Shalom, Yisrael Koriel. Now, against him was Rav Levi Ibn Chabib, the Ralbach. Rav Levi Bar Yaakov Ibn Chabib, he was a rabbi in Jerusalem. They didn't ask him his opinion, and he was upset. And a large debate ensued. Why did Mari Beirav want to give smicha? Well, he felt redemption is coming. Jews are moving to Tzfat. There was a terrible episode, the exile from Spain. Maybe that's like the war of Gog and Magog, who knows? And after all, the Turkish government, the Ottoman Empire, is very generous to them. And they wanted to start finding people, and they wanted to give lashes. In order to give lashes, you have to have smicha, corporal punishment. Why do they want to give lashes? Because some of the people who had converted to Christianity, Catholicism, forcibly in Portugal, perhaps some in Spain, now they were coming back to Judaism. They wanted to have atonement for their embrace of Christianity. It's not pure monotheism, so they needed to atone for it. So how did they do that? So they wanted to have official courts with official people who have official smicha, ordination, who could administer it. So then why was Ralbach, why was he opposed to it? He says, number one, we call everybody rabbi today. So if all of a sudden you start giving special smicha to other people, it's an embarrassment for the other rabbis. Number two, he says, you have to have all the rabbis in Israel. You didn't ask me. And there are other rabbis who disagree, so you can't do it. Number three, these people are not obligated in lashes. They didn't do anything wrong by on purpose. You have to be warned by two witnesses, and you have to do it anyway, and do it on purpose. And these people were forced. They don't need lashes, and they can't get lashes. You can't get them out of lashes. Also, you're going to create all kinds of problems. You're going to have some musmachim. Do you mean you're going to now do the you're going to renew the moon every month with a new court of three rabbis who have smicha? Says, well, what's going on? Who knows how many things it's going to change? Number five, the smicha has been gone for 1,500 years since the early days of the Mishnah, the early days of the Talmud, the late days of the Mishnah, the early days of the Talmud. All of a sudden, you have a new idea. Nobody could think of this before you. And number six, according to Ramban, you have to wait for Mashiach to come in order to have the new smicha. What about today? What do we do today? We don't have the smicha of all the rabbis in Israel, nor do we, so what do we do? So the answer is, we simply say that you're my student. Usually a student shouldn't teach in front of his rabbi. But we give permission to these students who have the smicha, who have the ordination, so to speak, to Heter Hora, that they could teach Yore Yore Yadin Yadin. They could teach the laws of what's permitted, forbidden. Some have the smicha for Dayanus, for it to be Yadin Yadin, to be judges. And their rabbi said that it's okay for their students to do this. They think that they know enough to be, and they're pious enough to be able to do this. And that's the modern smicha. But we still look forward to the ultimate smicha, the smicha that comes in some ways from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. But in the end, it's also a matter of confidence that when the Jewish people put all their confidence in certain rabbis, and they say, oh, Rebbe Yoshev, he's a great God, Rebbe Salvechik, he's a great God, Rebbe Moshe Feinstein's a great God, Rebbe Asher Weiss, then the confidence of the Jewish people that this indeed is a great rabbi, and he can decide the great issues of our day, then perhaps we have not the original smicha, but something akin to it. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lameth congregation for our discussion of Parshat Pinchas and the idea of smicha. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays and the Parsha. We also have some how-to videos. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you for joining us.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.